back in Northwestern. Tyrone leads Timberlake 34-21. Quarter left to play in this football game. Tyrone first and 10 from their own 40. Snap quickly to Williams. It's going to be sweep right side to Rylan Johnson. He cuts it back inside, hit by four different Tigers before he's brought down 6 yards later. And Sloop is there, and Lear is there, and Cade Severin is there, and it takes them all to bring down Rylan Johnson. And I don't know what the official rush numbers are.
He's got a bunch.
But I'm looking right now at the rush yards per game in Oklahoma State playoff records. 322 will put you in the top, looks like the top 30. So he's getting close to moving into that top 30 range.
In a state championship game.
So second and four upcoming for Tyrone. Motion by Kane. Give again. Well, they fake the give. Another option pitch to Kane, who again runs out of room as they run that option to the short side. But I think he got just enough for the first down as they tight-roped down that out-of-bounds line. It gets about a yard over it, and I think they're going to give it to him here, and they will indeed. So first down again for Tyrone on two quick runs.
That option's all about angles, and you're just trying to put the other team in a bad angle. And that time they got him at a good enough angle to pick up the first down.
And Kobe Williams, just his play fakes have been exceptional tonight. And part of that's because everybody's so focused on Rylan Johnson, but the other part is he does a great job disguising that football. Tight formation, I formation, with Kane behind Williams. Or Rylan Johnson, sorry, as the fullback. The give is quickly to Rylan Johnson, who goes right up the middle. Thought he saw something and had a hole there. He did pick up about 5 yards. He came up and whispered in the ear of Kobe Williams before the play, and I believe he said, "Give me the football." And that's what happened.
What are you doing? The big boy wants the ball? Just feeding.
Hard to argue with him at this point. So second and six for the Bobcats. Now ball in the middle of the field, right at the 45-yard line of Timberlake. And Timberlake really needs to stop, as Tyrone now just taking their time. Again, everyone in tight for the Bobcats. This time Johnson's the tailback. He's got a fullback in front of him. Looks like Jackson Bell is the fullback right now. Williams with the ball. He's going to give it to Johnson, the tailback. Up inside, Lear's the first one to hit him. They stopped him after a gain of a couple, bringing up a third and about three. And as long as they're giving up two or three, Tyrone's just going to take it and let that clock run down right now.
They're just hammering the football. They're just making 3 and 4 yards, and a carry. And, again, they're plenty willing to take three plays in the first down and run about 2 minutes off the clock.
And now you're taking Jackson Bell, guard linebacker, and putting him at fullback as a lead blocker. So you're able to switch around your personnel and just go to a power formation right now for Tyrone.
Timberlake shot that defensive end out in trying to stop the running back, and that's where Bell picked him up.
Johnson's the quarterback in the shotgun now. You got to pick up three. Shotgun snap. Little option play. Going to lead block from Kane. He cuts it up inside, lowers his shoulder, and he delivers he initiates the contact and dives forward for another yard.
He likes it.
And he is now he's really feeling it, and he's starting to wear down this Tiger defense with under 10 to play.
That's what the good ones do, is that as the game goes on and they get more carries, they get stronger, and it seemed like the other guys get a little tired, and then the great ones, they love it.
So ball now at the 37, first and 10 on the far hash for Tyrone. The clock continues to tick, 9:28 to go in the game. 14-point lead for Tyrone over the Timberlake Tigers. Everyone in tight again. Johnson the tailback, the lone tailback. Kobe Williams under center. Hard count, gives it to Johnson, left side. He's tripped up that time. They got him low before he could get ahead of steam, and he picked up only a couple yards.
Yeah, he's not happy either. He's like, what in the world? Only
somebody
2 yards?
Hit him down there. It looked like it might have been. Carter Sands was right around him. I think he might have got a piece of him. Him or Severin were right there. And hit him right as the pile blew up. Instead, he still moved forward, though, and picked up a couple yards on the play. Second and eight for Tyrone. 8:45 to go. 20 on the play clock. Timberlake's, the clock is their enemy. Yeah. They're going to have to hurry up here and get a stop.
As slow as that first quarter went, this third quarter has really
flown by. Tight formation, Johnson the tailback. They fake the give to Johnson. Williams on the keeper. He's wrapped up instantly. Still on his feet, though, and finally driven down. Merrick Judd hit him right away. and it took Cade Severin to finally take him down as Williams showing a little strength there. He got a yard on what could have been a loss.
For all the big plays, for everything, Timberlake's still in this game. They've got him in third and six, third and seven, third and six. And so these are two big plays in this ball game right now. We still have 8 minutes left, plenty of time. Jen Link's back in. He can throw the football. So huge stand here for the Timberlake Tigers.
It gave two on that play for Williams. That's a big extra yard that time by Kobe Williams. Now third and four. Johnson's the quarterback. Puts Kane in motion in front of him. Snap to the left. Follows Kane's block. Cuts it back immediately into the right side. He's grabbed on the ankle or he would have been gone. And Cade Severin saves a touchdown as Johnson, again, he took off to the left, back to the right. So quick in there. And they tabbed his ankle. First down, though, but
They had the play stopped. I mean, they attacked the point of attack from the offense. The defense had it stopped. But Johnson's just good enough. He just slides to the right and finds his crease.
It's at the 23 now, first and 10 for Tyrone.
Well, you had him third and seven or so, and they're thinking, boy, if we could – and it looked like you might even had him stopped on that play. But, again, Johnson just a handful.
Picking up another 7 yards. Now he's the tailback, and the give right away to Johnson, left side, and they just push the pile forward for about 5 yards. That time, Tyrone's the front three of Tyrone just moving that thing. And that was Colby Putman, who's played a whale of a game as well up front there, initiating that one from the right guard spot. Latham McCain also in there.
If Tyrone can score here and, you know, hang on, this is what you call a championship drive. This is where, you can put them away and you're just going to line up and take it to them.
So second now and a long three, call it four, second and four, ball placed at the 16-yard line. Tyrone again in the red zone, they lead 34-20. I formation, Johnson the fullback, Kane the tailback, Williams under center. Snap to Williams, the give to the tailback, Kane. He's grabbed by Severin and finally blown up as three or four Tigers read that one and no gain, and Timberlake still hanging tough.
They got about, what, third and three now or something like that?
Third and three.
That, you know, again, you're down to two plays. You got them in third down. You got to make two plays here. You just can't let them keep getting first downs, moving the chains, and taking 2 minutes off the clock because that's what they're doing.
6 minutes, which is an eternity in eight-man football.
Yes.
But, you know, when they're playing this slowly, it's hard to get. You've got to stop that run game from Tyrone. Third and a couple. Everybody in tight again for the Bobcats. Shotgun for Johnson. Shotgun snap, follows his blocker, right side, ducks his head up in, and again he picks it up, and he is so hard to pick up, and he got another 5 yards on that play, and that's going to be first and goal now from the 9-yard line, and it is gut check time for Timberlake.
It really is, and what Tyrone doing is they're overloading that right side, or overloading the side they want to run on, and they're just playing downright power football. Mm-hmm. There's no hidden deception or anything. What they're going to do, they're saying, here we come right here.
Yeah, they're saying, here's Johnson, here's a lead blocker, you're going to have to hold him. And now first and goal from the 9, another bunch formation. Somebody's going to go in motion to the right. It's Kane. They're going to drop back and pass. Williams going to look to the left. He's got his tight end back in the end zone. Touchdown, Tyrone Bobcats. Ethan Brown sneaked out to the left. They set it up with the run and another touchdown. Ethan Brown coming up big today for Tyrone once again. 9 yards, and that may just do it at 40-20 with 5 minutes to go.
And that's what they do. They just keep pounding you with Johnson, and all of a sudden they fake to him, rear up and get that tight end slipped out, and he's hard to handle, and a great pass, and get the 3-touchdown lead now.
Ethan Brown, who was so big on the basketball court, now having some clutch touchdowns in this one as well. That's his third touchdown of the day, Ethan Brown. And now they're going to kick the extra point, which is rare. It is up, and it is good. So Adon Rollins gets in the scorebook with an extra point. They had trouble getting the 2 points in, and now that makes it 21-20. Tyrone in front with 5 minutes to play. We'll be back on our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back at Northwestern and the Class C state championship game, the Tyrone Bobcats lead 41-20. They're 5 minutes away from their first title in football in 60 years, since 1960. And now Roberto Hernandez is going to kick this one off from the 40. Middle of the field, angled now towards the right hash, going to field it on the hop by Merrick Judd. He's going to take it right to the middle. Now he's going to bust it out to the outside, runs out of room, changes directions. Lane Nolan cut him off. Now he's going to try to change directions back, and that's one too many moves, and we got a flag on the ground. As it looked like, that's more than likely a block in the back when you change that many directions.
Yeah, exactly. That's just hard for blockers to keep, because the defensive players are just turning and turning and turning.
Flag down at the 25. It's going to push Timberlake back even farther and make this even tougher with 5 minutes to go. Not over yet. We've seen crazier things, but down 21 with 5 minutes. The Tigers need quick scores now. And the ball getting marked back inside the 15. So they will take over now at the 14-yard line, first and 10. Timberlake going right to left as we're looking at it right now. They trail 41-20 to the Tyrone Bobcats. One receiver wide each side, two backs either side of Jenlick. Shotgun snap. They're going to fake a give and give. Oh, they're going to give it to Carter Sands to the right side. A little bit of trickery there as they both backs running towards the football. Picked up a couple on the play. And that's not going to be enough, though, with 4:36 to go.
No, you're going to have to throw the football. And Jen Link is just he's hobbling around. He's gutting it out for the team. You know, he's hurting.
J.J. Pippen back there as well, who's been playing hurt all game, as the injuries for Timberlake starting to pile up. Shotgun snap, Jenlick. He looks to his right, now back to his left. He's going to heave one left side. Sloop fell down, and Witt almost had the interception as Dylan Sloop lost his footing at the 45. And Witt, again, who's been great in that free safety role, has had the interception as Dylan Sloop lost his footing at the 45. And Witt, again, who's been great in that free safety role, is just playing a center fielder back there.
And Jen Link is hobbled. He just can't get anything on that because of that knee. He can't get anything on his passes like we saw earlier. He was dropping dimes earlier, and he's having to float them now.
And unfortunately for the Tigers, this is what happened last year in the semifinal when they lost to Pond Creek Hunter. Injuries during the game, just too many of them. And now there's a snap and a give and a reverse to Merrick Judd, who's going to throw football right side, and it is way short. There's a flag on the ground. They threw that flag as the second handoff was taking place, and that's right around the area of hold. And it could be another mistake on Timberlake, who's right now just pressing, trying to make anything happen.
Yeah, you have to. You don't have any choice. You know, you're going to go down swinging, right? You're not going to go down trying to run it and run your offense and look like illegal procedure.
Oh, yeah, there was a motion penalty declined.
Put them in third down.
Third and fourth down. Yeah, fourth and, and eight.
We're right here. This is, you know, any hope that Timberlake might have is kind of rests on this one play.
If they don't pick this up, it's probably over. This could be the nail in the coffin. One receiver wide each side. Quick snap to Jenlick. Quick throw to the right side. Merrick Judd, they pick it up. And another quick out. And I'm surprised they haven't thrown that more in this half, although they haven't had the football much. Yeah. And that time, another quick pickup of about 10 yards. First down for Merrick Judd. Ball just shy of the 30. Quick no huddle now for the Tigers with 4 minutes to play. Shotgun snap to Jenlick. It's low. He picks it up right side. This time, same play to Sloop. He's going to go to the outside. He's got Stevens on him, who drags him down at the 40, but right at the first down marker. We'll see where they spot it. I think this is going to be a first. And they are right there.
Still think Timberlake's going to have to throw it down the field. These 10-yard passes, they're good, but they're eating up clock.
Yep. One receiver wide each side. Jenlick in the gun. Two back set. He's going to look to his right. Pump fake. Now he's going to throw deep right side down to Sloop on the end. And Merrick Judd, he tries to grab it. He's taken out of his hands by Roberto Hernandez, who rips it away from Merrick Judd and just took it from him. A huge play by Hernandez.
He was behind him, but he's 6'5", so he just reached over, did not hit him, and just grabbed the football out of his – it was going to be a completion, and Hernandez just made a play.
And you just don't see that many athletes of that size at this level. And that time Hernandez makes a great play at the 30, and that might just do it for this football game. 41-20, Tyrone in front, and now with the football at Timberlake's 31.
Well, to give the listeners an idea with Hernandez, he's 6'5", but he's so athletic. You know, I would project him at a guard. In basketball, you know, it's probably going to be a D1 guard.
Yeah, he says he's still growing, and he's right now he's up to about over 200. He's right at 200 pounds or so. He looks heavier than that as the give to Rylan Johnson picks up another 8 yards, ho-hum. But we also want to thank Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. As Farm Bureau agents Chad Greb and Luke Wood know it's their job to help clients adequately address all their insurance and financial planning needs. Let Chad and Luke help make your financial future more secure and predictable with professional, honest, informed planning. Give Oklahoma Farm Bureau a call at 580-596-3358. That's Oklahoma Farm Bureau, proud supporter of Timberlake football. They say go Tigers. And what a season for these Tigers. I don't know if there's enough time left for them to get it done here, but enough can't be said about how good this football team was. And Tyrone was a buzzsaw tonight. Too many injuries on the Timberlake side. Now a bunch formation in the give again to Rylan Johnson. Up the middle, why not? He's just going to bulldoze his way forward once again. Lowers a shoulder and drags a couple Tigers with him for a first down at the 45.
Yeah, and that's going to be close to it as – you know, you got the 40-second clock between plays, and you got it here before the first down. So, really, they can take a knee, basically, and end this game.
Yeah, I would love to have the official yardage total on Rylan. We'll see if we can grab that before we run down to the field after this one.
Maybe his mom could call in and tell us.
Whoever it is, they better be good at math because it's a lot of yards. Now first and 10 from the 45 for Tyrone. There's under two to play, and they're just going to take a knee here. And it's the victory formation for the Tyrone Bobcats.
What do we say? You come in with a chip on your shoulder, and you leave with a gold ball. That's that's a pretty good combo.
Unbelievable year and performance. And what a run through the postseason everyone counted them out. I mean, they even got some heat for getting COVID and not playing the Winoka game.
Yes.
There were people that kind of blamed them for that, saying they
somehow didn't. I don't think they were dodging anybody, do you?
Not now. I mean, I didn't then, but I certainly don't now. I mean, it was in a crazy year that saw them, and they're not only – going to have a great basketball season more than likely as they take another knee here. A lot of these guys coming back, a lot of juniors on this team. Ethan Brown, Jackson Bell, Kobe Williams, Rylan Johnson's going to be back. Dakota Kane.
Got some things going out in Tyrone, and again, they're going to have to take one more knee, and then this thing's going to be down to handing out the gold ball and the silver ball. We don't forget about that silver ball because,
you know,
that Timberlake Tigers, they get a silver ball, and I tell you what, there's a lot of teams that would be happy to put a silver ball in the old trophy case this year that didn't get a chance, and so you're going to be disappointed, but you're also going to look back and see that silver ball and think, well, we accomplished a lot.
And Timberlake also bringing everybody back, a lot of guys back. Merrick Judd, J.J. Pippen, their quarterback, Ethan Jenlick, Jay Natkison's coming back. Carter Sands is coming back.
Might be right back here in a rematch next year.
And that's going to do it. Tyrone will take home their first gold ball in 60 years. The Bobcats are Class C champions, 41-20. They blow out Timberlake here in the second half, and the Bobcats are taking the gold ball back to the Panhandle. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back, go down in the field, see if we can grab some interviews. Final score here, Tyrone 41, Timberlake 20. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down at 0% APR for 36 months or save $300 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
We're back at Northwestern Oklahoma State University's football field, the Rangers, as the Tyrone Bobcats have won the gold ball, won the state championship over a tough Timberlake Tiger team. They won it 41-20. Timberlake, man, just the injury bug. Their star, J.J. Pippen, just never 100% coming into the game. Then you have Ethan Jenlek. He gets hobbled up during the game. And let me tell you, Tyrone Bobcats were a handful at full strength, and it was just too much for the Timberlake Tigers here in this state Class C state championship game. But Coach Glover, who we talked to at halftime, he's handing out the gold ball to Coach Josh Bell. Those Timberlake Tiger, the players are all itching to get their hands on that thing and put it up in the air for their stands, for their fans that are in the stands. And it's a great time for this Tyrone Bobcat football team. And again, the Timberlake Tigers, they take home. They've got their gold silver ball, their runner-up. And again, that's a disappointing thing until you kind of get out of the heat a moment, and then you look back and say, boy, that was an accomplishment. But hats off to the Tyrone Bobcats as they win it. And Trent, you're down there right on the field. They're holding that trophy up, and you got a front row seat.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting down here. As you know, this has been a long time coming for Tyrone. As again, we said since 19, and they are fired up. And we're going to see if we can grab Ryland Johnson here before we go get going. Ryland, talk to me once you guys get a picture. What's that? Just you for now, yeah.
If you can catch Ryland Johnson, you're the only one.
I'm the only one who's caught him.
Who could catch him. Be sure and turn this way, Trent.
All right, we got to bring you this way. We're here with Ryland Johnson. Keep moving this way. We're too far. All right. Ryland, first gold ball in Tyrone in 60 years. How's that feel?
Fantastic. Lost for words. This is unreal.
You guys came in here. Not a lot of people know about you playing out of the panhandle. You were underdog coming in the last three games, and not only one pretty handily in all of them. I'm sure everybody believed in your locker room. What was it like kind of coming in and thinking, hey, we got a chip on our shoulder?
Oh, it's great. We know nobody expects us to win, so we just go in there and show them our type of football, smash mouth, and run it right at them.
Now, then that's exactly what you did. I'm not sure quite your go-to turns, but you had a couple big long runs on that play. What were you seeing up front that kind of let you see that there was some running room in the middle of the field?
Our big guys were moving them out of the way, opening humongous holes. We can't do anything without them up in the front, and I'm thankful for all of them.
You were running hard tonight. You were running low. You were running fast. They're a fast team, but you were outrunning them to the line. Do you think they were aware how fast you were?
No. It's deceiving looking on film how fast people are, and I guess people just think I'm a little bigger, so they don't expect me to be very fast.
So basketball last year, did you think the success you guys had in basketball kind of bled into this as well, kind of the whole program winning, everybody winning on all levels?
Yeah, it showed that we can, if we put our mind to it, we can get where we want to be, and I'm just thankful I came here.
And it was a great game and a great night for you guys. Go join your teams. Getting a picture. You don't want to leave you out of it. It's going to be important. Rylan Johnson going to get a picture. Fantastic tonight. He had a couple runs of 75 yards plus, and we don't want to leave him out of the picture here. We're going to try to get Coach Bell once they get this picture as well. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. We'll try to get Coach Josh Bell once they get a team photo here for the Bobcats. So taking a break, be back. Again, Tyrone wins the Class C state title 41-20. Don't go anywhere. Back here on our K101 Road to the Top.
When the forgotten poor are suffering and in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. Heroes of mercy, like these.
Every human being has the right to be treated as human, to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the look in the patient's eyes or the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
We bring hope and healing to one person, but that person belongs to a family, and that family belongs to a community.
Together, these heroes of mercy and friends like you bring hope and healing to those who desperately need it.
Thank you!
Thank you!
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org today.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly, everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills, skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
There's a solution to hunger and poverty for millions. Farming families in developing nations can access food and flatten the curve on environmental harm. Nonprofit Trees for the Future is training farming communities to rethink how they farm using trees. Farmers are improving their nutrition and income so they can weather any storm. Learn more at trees.org/radio. That's TREES.org/radio. This message is sponsored by Trees for the Future.
Back here in Alva, the Tyrone Bobcats, your Class C state champions, 41-20 winners over Timberlake, and they're still getting pictures. We're going to grab Coach Josh Bell as soon as they do get this picture, and a little bit of how we got here. Started out tight, 8-0, Kobe Williams to Ethan Brown, the first of three touchdowns from Kobe to Ethan in this football game. That made it 8-0. Timberlake quickly answered, six-yard pass to Ethan Jen went to Merrick Judd, and then that made it 8-8, 16-8 after a 73-yard run by Mr. Rylan Johnson, who had close to 300 yards in this football game. He was phenomenal. And then there was the Timberlake answer quickly after that, another 36-yard pass, Ethan Jenlick to Carter Sands, as a Jenlick playing well till he got banged up a little here at the end of this football game, made it 14-16. That's when Tyrone started to pull away a little bit. They scored quickly there to make a 22-14 8-yard pass Williams to Brown, and then scored again to make a 28-14 at the half, and that was the 75-yard by Rylan Johnson, the second of his big runs, rather, and then made it 28-14. Then it was at the half, it was 34-20 coming out of the third quarter, a 35-yard touchdown run by Rylan Johnson, who just kept it going as a low-scoring third quarter. That was the only touchdown of that quarter, and then it was made 41-20 in the fourth quarter. 9-yard pass, Kobe Williams to Ethan Brown, their third touchdown, followed by the extra point by Adon Rollins. And here we go with Coach Josh Bell. Coach, how's it feel? Your first title, y'all close last couple years, but you finally got over the hump. You got that gold ball. How you feeling?
It's just overwhelming for, I guess, our kids, coaches. You know, you work so hard, and when you come up short, it really hurts. But this group of kids is special, just like those other groups. They kind of laid the foundation, and we finally got us one.
And 60 years since Tyrone's got one. That's three generations of people. How's that going to feel in the town of Tyrone?
It's going to be amazing. I mean, with the support we had this week and this last couple of weeks has been over the top, and we're just extremely proud. And I just hope everybody's as proud as we are right now.
I don't think anyone that doesn't watch you guys regularly did not know about Mr. Rylan Johnson. Talk about Rylan's performance tonight. He was phenomenal.
Well, Rylan is just a workhorse. He's a smart kid. He's a strong kid, fast, and a lot of what we do goes through him, whether it's blocking, key blocks, or just big plays. And the kids rally around him. There's not one guy on our team that doesn't think that they're a part of this. But Rylan is the motor of this team, and we all know that. And he's just a great kid.
Your secondary put it on an island most of the night. Did a great job back there, keeping them reined in. Didn't give up the big play. Had a couple of interceptions. What'd your secondary do different in this one to try to shut down Merrick Judd in that pass game?
Well, we just had to stay back. We talked all week with our safeties and stuff. Just stay back, and you can make a play on the ball early. We didn't, and they were able to capitalize on that. But then late, we were able to just get back and just play the ball in the air. And then I think we really did a great job on the running game. We took that away early, and they had to go to the pass.
Special to you, special to the town of Tyrone, special to the Panhandle. But your son's on this team. You get to win a championship with your son. What's that like?
It's special. I have an older son that's in college here at Northwestern, and we missed it in semifinals with him. And so to have Jackson, win one with me and our first together, it's a really great feeling.
Absolutely, and it was a great win. You were the underdog 3 weeks in a row, came out on top 3 weeks. That's got to be a little sweet, right?
Yeah, three undefeated teams that we had to beat to get here, and just super proud of just our overall effort.
It was fantastic, and a great win for you guys. Congratulations. It's a heck of a job, and good luck to you moving forward. But, man, it can't get much better than this. Go party with your team.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Josh Bell winning his first gold ball. Tyrone coming away with the championship here in this one, and it's going to be sweet out there in Tyrone as they're going to savor this for a while. So 41-20, your final score. We'll take a break. I'll go back up, going to warm up a little bit, and go sign off and talk to Chris and talk a little bit about where we're going to be next week. So don't go anywhere. Back after this, our K101 Road to the Top.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and like hugged me and held me while I like was literally sobbing. And she just said, "It's gonna be okay. We don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked and we've saved her eye." This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way you could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
My friend gave me meth. He told me it would help me lose weight. He told me it would help me focus on my schoolwork. And it was so scary. I came to Adult and Teen Challenge, and I am definitely a new creation in Christ.
Adult and Teen Challenge of Oklahoma offers quality recovery programs serving both men and women, as well as adolescent boys and girls. If you or a loved one need help with addiction, please call us at 405-600-1920 or reach us online at okteenchallenge.com.
Here in our Class C state title game, getting decided, Tyrone wins 41-20. They're going to take home the title this year, their first in many years, and the first time even getting this far is in quite some time, so since 74. So great job by the Tyrone Bobcats, catching everyone off guard down the stretch. I don't think anybody knew how good this team was till about 2 weeks ago.
Well, you sit out in the panhandle, and especially your pre-conference game, you just don't know. And you see, and they took some licks, you know, early and didn't, you know, weren't dominant, you might say. But, boy, that last part, that's what, you know, Coach Bell, you got to take hats off of how he improved this team, of how, you know, here we didn't do this good. We're gonna fix this. And of course, when you have, you know, Rylan Johnson, it's easy to fix some things. But credit to Tyrone and Timberlake, they just, you know, they're always knocking on the door. And this year, they just, you know, injuries just got them. It would have been one of those down to the last minute type deals. But with Pippen and then Ethan Jenlick, boy, just too much to overcome.
Yeah, the timing of the injuries, because Pippen got hurt late against Buffalo, and then Jenlick in this game. And those, you can't, I mean, as talented as Timberlake is, you can't lose two players of that caliber and expect to win against a team like Tyrone.
Well, it's 41-20, and you've got to believe that Pippen's going to score a couple of touchdowns if he's right. 100%. You just, we watched him play at 100%, and he was dominant. And so you just got to believe that this thing would have went, you know, we would have been calling right down to the end instead of taking a knee at this thing. But, you know, that's football, and credit Timberlake and credit Tyrone. You go lay it on the field, and you have to deal with what happens. And Tyrone comes on. And real quick, one thing, one of the heroes, we talked about it, Coach, you know, Glover, OSSAA talked about it, but Northwest Oklahoma can be proud of their university, of Northwestern Oklahoma State University, the Rangers. They opened this up. Not a lot of venues wanting to do this. This is a great place for a Class C championship game, and hats off. And I just think all of our listeners can be very proud of this university and how they stepped up to help, because it's about the kids.
Absolutely, and they love it. I mean, this may be to people who live in Alva, and, oh, it's just Northwestern. Or to the people that come in from eight-man football, this is a stadium.
Yes.
You know, they don't play on stuff like this. This is quite the experience for them. And to get to come in here and you know, feel like champions for a day is you know, hats off to everybody here for making that happen when nobody else really kind of wanted to. So it has, you know, been a great atmosphere here in Northwestern. It's going to be so great, we're going to be back here next week.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right. The Laverne Tigers are going to take on the Dewar Dragons in what should be a great football game.
Don't
undefeated, top-ranked
game.
Dewar.
This is, you know, you're talking about a prize fight. Now, this is going to be two teams that are loaded, that are going to be slugging it out, and I just expect a war out of this thing, and I can't wait till next week.
It's not often you can say we've got two teams who beat Shattuck in the championship game, and we do, and it's going to be physical.
It's going to be a physical game, and, you know, it's going to be who's the last man standing type deal, and so it's going to be very interesting. Listeners don't want to miss that.
Yeah, you want to tune in. It's going to be the same time next week. We're going to start at 1:30, kickoff going to be at 2 o'clock, but hope you're just tuning in again. Tyrone wins this one 41-20. Hats off to the Tyrone Bobcats. Hats off to the Timberlake Tigers. Again, both of these teams will have a shot at this again next year. A lot of talent coming back on both sides of the football for both of these squads. So, you know, a great season for Timberlake. We want to say that one more time as we've been kind of focused on Tyrone here a little bit. But a wonderful job by everybody involved with that program. And another, I mean, in a history of great seasons over there at Timberlake.
Yeah.
This one just came up a little short. Injuries bite you too late. And, you know, face a good team like Tyrone. And that's sometimes it's hard in these title games. You get this far, everybody's good. And that's what happened tonight. So Tyrone comes out on top. We want to thank our sponsors here before we go. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, thanks so much. We also want to thank Bank 7, Moore's Roofing, Pioneer Cellular, Arnett, New Holland, and Kubota. Couldn't do it without all you guys making it happen, bringing us to these games every week for Road to the Top. Also, CJ Montgomery, back healthy, spry, I would dare say, back in the office as he's moving around there. Couldn't do it without CJ, who's been doing it well for a long, long time here and has been representing the young men and women and kids that come out for these games since for long before I was ever thought of in this area of the world. So CJ, we want to thank him. Jeff Hickman, Matt Storm as well. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese back in the office. BJ Gonzalez making it happen back there as well. Wouldn't have any money without those people, so we need them as well. Brock Campbell and Tyler Riggs, our other announced crew. Brock out there doing some basketball. Tyler Riggs working the board. doing a great job for us back. He was doing a color guy last night and a board operator tonight, so doing a little bit of everything. Also, Sean Kelly, who really does a little bit of everything over at K101, couldn't do without him. And Brooke Williams, taking over for the late, great Doug Williams, does a great job, and she's one who makes everything run there at K101. Couldn't do it without Brooke. And finally, my partner. We got one more to go in football season. Hopefully, we'll be back for doing some basketball as well. But Mr. Chris Eubank, the best in the business.
Oh, thank you, sir. I tell you what, it's easy when you're covering these kids and these type athletes. All you got to do is just kind of say what happened, and it's good stuff, right?
It is our pleasure for sure. We're so glad to be a part of all this. I want to thank everybody at Northwestern University as well for having us. So we'll be back next week. It'll be Laverne and Dewar, the Class B state title game here at Northwestern. We'll be back next week with a pregame at 1:30, kickoff at 2:00. But for now, final score, Tyrone 41, Timberlake 20. Tyrone, your Class C state champions. Have a safe trip going back, everybody, and have a great night.